Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Well, we've been reporting extensively about the fallout from the hacking scandal in Britain of News of the World and the rest of Rupert Murdoch's media empire. Here in the U.S., the company is beginning to get some possibly unwanted attention on this side of the pond. Take the case of News America's marketing. That's a News America marketing, News Corp's in-store and newspaper insert marketing business. The coupons and the little promotional things that get slid inside to a newspaper, it is a very profitable portion of Rupert Murdoch's empire. And in the past, it's paid out $655 million to put an end to charges of corporate espionage, and anti-competitive behavior. That's according to a report in the New York Times today. Media columnist and culture reporter David Carr has that story. Good morning.
Good morning, Celeste.
Explain this settlement payments that News America Marketing paid out. What were they trying to settle?
Well, in three instances, competitors, smaller ones, in what is fairly rough and tumble business. You know, you see a coupon machine in the produce aisle, and nobody thinks about who owns it. But in fact, News Corp has had, a very profitable business in making sure that you get inserts to buy, three 12-packs of Coke for, $12 or whatever it is. But a lot of other people compete in that space, and they have alleged in civil suits filed in Minnesota and New Jersey and elsewhere that News America Marketing competed in untoward ways, that they hacked computers, that they threatened customers into not doing business with their competitors, that they engaged in anti-competitive pricing. Time and again, these suits were settled, most notably with Velasis, one of their bigger competitors. They settled for $500 million, which, for those of you who are accounting, is $500 million. That's a fifth of what News Corp made in 2010. So, you know, businesses settle suits all the time. It's just sort of the scope of it that makes it remarkable.
But we're speaking with David Carr, the media columnist and culture reporter for our partner, the New York Times. But David, since this never went to court, since all these things were settled, we don't actually know the ins and outs, all the details of what happened or didn't.
Well, a couple of these cases did go to trial, and there was enough testimony to suggest that News America Marketing was able to get into competitors' computer systems, even though they're protected by passwords. The state of Minnesota went after News America for anti-competitive practices, and that was settled, and a fine was paid. Not a fine, but costs, excuse me. What it sort of suggests, though, is there News Corporation has gone to great lengths to suggest that what's going on in Britain is an anomaly, and
it's
the
isolated
product of a couple of rogue employees. And the gesture of my column was just to remember that News Corporation is an extremely aggressive competitor that in some instances around the world has rounded off corners and done things that other people didn't think was a fair approach to competing.
David Carr is a media columnist and culture reporter for our partner, the New York Times, and his editorial appears in the paper today. And that's really the question, David, as the investigation begins to head overseas here to the United States. This is where the Rupert Murdoch and his company makes the vast majority of its money. He probably, without too much pain, could walk away from Britain, since his papers there weren't really profit-generating models. But this, the United States, is where it would hurt him, which means that this would probably be the place where he would most aggressively defend the company against allegations of this kind.
Yeah, the gesture in my column was not to suggest that Rupert Murdoch or News Corporation is in trouble in the United States. This is a company with a huge market cap, a lot of cash on hand, and it's not like, oh, the investigation has leapt the pond and now they're on the run in America. I'm not trying to suggest that. I'm just trying to get at the broader culture of the organization. You know, Millie Dollar's lawyer, the murdered girl whose phone was hacked, her lawyer said, this is not about one or two individuals. It's about the culture of an organization. And I tried to use that as a keyhole to get at the broader global operations of News Corporation.
In terms, you're talking about the culture of the company in how they operate, not necessarily whether it crosses the line into illegal practices.
Yeah, that's mostly for the courts to decide, but the guy who runs News America, Paul Carlucci, is a really aggressive guy, and he made it clear, you know, there was a whistleblower in one of these suits, and he talked about being shown films of in which Al Capone took a baseball bat to an opponent as a way, by way of training and inspiration, and that in and of itself is just an interesting detail, but it sort of gets at just how aggressively they were willing to compete.
We're speaking with David Carr, media and culture reporter for our partner, the New York Times. You know, David, I don't know if you read the op-ed in the Wall Street Journal today, but the Wall Street Journal suggests that all of this is, as to use their word, schadenfreude, that this is a tempest in a teapot, and that media types like you and I are stirring up problems for Rupert Murdoch and his media empire that are based on almost nothing.
Well, we didn't arrest the former head of News International, the head of the British UK operations. We didn't force the head of Scotland Yard to resign. We weren't the ones who decided that Les Hinton, who ran the Wall Street Journal, was going to resign. I'm sure that with some blood in the water, competitors are circling, but I note that this morning there was a tremendous amount of very aggressive coverage. And where was it? It was in the Wall Street Journal. It was at the top of their front page, and they had three stories inside, all of them very aggressive. So apparently people that work for them think it's a pretty good story. I haven't come across a media story that is as fast-moving or as it contains as many fronts as this one. Of course, we're all going to be moving very, very aggressively on it.
David Carr is a media columnist and culture reporter for our partner, the New York Times. That's where his piece appears today. What he's talking about is the case of News America Marketing, which has paid $655 million in the past to put an end to charges like corporate espionage and anti-competitive behavior that included hacking into computers, including one company based out of New Jersey. David Carr, thank you so much for joining us.
It was a pleasure to speak with you, Celeste.